Lucas. My father called Shirley drip dry, though not to her face, because her hands perpetually appeared to be hanging from a clothesline. Even when she raised her arms, her hands hung, peely and pale. My brother was a good sport about it. Shirley was his first girlfriend, followed by Emmy, whom my father called ugly once, as in, "Hey there, ugly," though we all knew she was beautiful, or at least she fit our family's version of beauty. Shining onyx hair, olive skin, Semite, with a surprising sweet short nose. But Emmy knew already at 15 how to chasten. There is always truth in every jest, so be careful. Our father, I could see, felt ashamed. It was only his love of America that made him say it. His hope of sounding cool instead of old country, where he didn't dare raise his eyes from the pebbles on the ground, from the dirt on the street, if a girl was near. My Aunt Susie called both my parents Lucas, because, without knowing anything about the fractal geometry that makes us see beauty in a moon-shaped face or high cheekbones, those supreme lookout points above the ultimate 14-tooth smile, without knowing anything about the golden ratio of beauty that makes us praise faces with the most symmetry, eyes level and preferably large, brows of equal thickness, without knowing Rossetti's Helen of Troy or the unblemished marble of David, my parents both loved to look at beautiful people more than the not so much. The pretty one and the smart one. I was 15 to Dahlia's 17 when she introduced us to boys that way, she being the pretty one, and I believed for years that the slot was not shareable. Only one pretty allowed per two best friends. It never occurred to me that she might have coveted my smart slot as much as I coveted her pretty one. Now I am over 60 and signed on to eHarmony that asks for 10 traits. Choose from a list of 25 I couldn't live without. And if I try to check off even one more, the computer goes wonk and won't let me do it. So pleasing to my eye is pitted against doesn't lie, and you know what I choose. What this says about me. That I stood before Van Gogh's blue and green impasto wheatfields and wept, wishing I could have held him, smoothed his hair that he painted in his self-portraits to look like gold and ruddy wheatfields, could have put my hand out the window to feel the rain that fell in black streaks like mascara on the cheeks of a woman weeping, could have touched the paint of his canvas while it was still wet.